Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, there's an international day for everything. Today is International Whiskey Day, where fans of this little-known drink struggle to bring it to your attention. Owen O'Cahan is director of the Irish Whiskey Association, who no doubt have the most fun AGMs. Good afternoon, Owen.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Now, you have to be honest here. Did the Scots actually make whiskey before we did?
Well, that's disputed, and I think everyone has a claim. I'm being very diplomatic. This year is actually very interesting. It's the 700th year or anniversary of this thing called the Red Book of Ossory. So it's like a manuscript, which is published in Kilkenny. And in that book, distillation is mentioned for the first time on these islands, as we say. And then also they mention aqua vitae, from which came Uisce Baha, which is, of course, the Irish for whiskey. Mm. So this is a big celebration this year. It's going to be on display down in St. Canice's Cathedral in Kilkenny from May.
And back hundreds of years ago, the way that Uisce Baha, wherever we were calling it at the time, was being made in Ireland, was that similar to the way it was being made in Scotland, or were there differences?
Yeah, I think distillation as a process, that came from the continent, and it actually was with the monks that came over to, let's say, these islands. So the processes are similar, but then of course the tastes are so different. So I mean, if you taste an Irish whiskey when you compare it to a Scotch whiskey, which can be a bit more peaty, oftentimes when people taste Irish whiskey they say it's a far smoother taste. There's great variety all over the world: American, Canadian, Japanese whiskies, Chinese whiskies, Indian whiskies. Irish whiskey is definitely forging its own path, and it's doing very well, thank God.
And in the 19th century, Irish whiskey was it. It was the predominant form of whiskey. You know, as the man said to George Besh, where did it all go wrong?
I know. Well, it's very interesting. As you say, let's say the turn of the 20th century, Irish whiskey was the premium standard and was exported all over the world. But then a few things, I suppose, happened. 1916, obviously, we had the Easter Rising. We became independent, which is great.
Yeah.
But that did, unfortunately, lose us access to, let's say, the Commonwealth and to the British market. So that revenue stream, let's say, closed down a bit. And then in the 1920s, there was prohibition in the US. And again, the US has always been like the strongest market for Irish whiskey, but that completely shut down, and I mean that's where bootlegging and bourbon perhaps maybe became a bit more popular there. So yeah, it kind of fell off then in those years. But then since in more recent history, and especially since 2010, I think we've seen a huge explosion of Irish whiskey, a renaissance, I suppose, as you could call it.
Yeah, what happened in 2010 or around that time that has led to that? Because there's a distillery now, and you know, you trip over them.
Yeah, exactly, which is great. It's great for my association as well. But look, 2010, I suppose, it's all down to what we call in the industry premiumization, where people are willing to spend a bit more for a more premium product. So actually, if you look, let's say, even in Ireland, like our alcohol consumption has gone way down. It's about 30% over the past two decades. But the value of the industry has stayed pretty much the same, or if not gone up. So we're drinking less, but we're drinking better. And Irish whiskey has really benefited from that. It's been viewed as a premium product. From 2010 to 2020, it was the fastest growing spirit category in the world. We've continued to grow since then. We hit 1 billion exports in 2022. We've been very lucky from that point of view. I think also like cocktails are far more popular now. You go into every bar, there's a whiskey sour, there's an old fashioned, and people are using Irish whiskey. As I say, it has a bit more of that smoother taste. It's more palatable, I think, to a lot of consumers all over the world. So a lot of bars are choosing Irish whiskey. And now, as you say, there's such a variety in the industry. I mean, 2010, there was four working distilleries on the island. Now there's 48. We're about to open our 49.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's incredible.
How important, though, is the export market in this? I imagine it must be.
Yeah, it's hugely important. So 95% of what we produce on the island is exported. Mm. As I say, we had 1 billion in 2022. That was a real spectacular year. That was kind of post-pandemic. We had 875 million of exports. That's Irish whiskey alone. Mm. About 1.8 billion in the overall drinks category. So it's big business. I mean, there's a lot of companies, big and small, who are really finding success on foreign shores. And it's not just, I mean, as I say, the US was always the strongest one for us, and it remains. So, but then you also have the UK, all over the EU, within like some of the markets. If you look at like the Board Beer report that was published earlier this year, you're looking at South Korea, Kenya, Nigeria, we're seeing double-digit growth, South Africa, in all these places. 120 markets all over the world that Irish whiskey is enjoyed in. So it's remarkable. It's a great success story, I think, and we need to talk about it a bit more.
Yeah, and because you did mention that Irish whiskey is smoother. Is Irish, could you say now that Irish whiskey is defined that it's more tended to be a blend blended whiskey.
Well, it can be. I mean, there's lots of different, that's the thing, when you have like 48, 49 up to 50, there's a lot of variety there. And so there's a lot of, you know, you have the pot stills, you have your triple distills, you have your single malts, you have the blends as well, which are very, very popular. And it's all about, I think, a lot of companies now are trying out these new things, trying to bring new whiskies to the market, to try and make themselves a bit more unique and to stand out from the crowd. It's a very competitive marketplace, but I mean, competition is very good. So,
yeah.
And as I say, a lot of them are finding great success all over the world.
Yeah. Are there many Irish single malts?
I'm not sure if I know the exact number, but yes, there are. A lot of companies, as I say, they're kind of diversifying their portfolio, so they're not focusing on one particular type of whiskey rather than the others. But yeah, I'll be sure to bring a few single malts.
When I think of Scots whiskey, of Scotch, I always tend to think of single malts rather than, you know, it seems to be the more, I mean, I could be wrong on that.
No, that's my impression. Sure. They've seemed to have perfected it, and that's really what they push an awful lot. I mean, we have great contacts with the Scotch Whiskey Association and a lot of the companies over there. But I think Irish, the triple distilled is very, very popular. The pot still is very popular as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's all about, whiskey is gone from the day when there was one bottle in your dad's cabinet. It was brought out at Christmas time. You know, there's a far more variety.
Powers
there.
Whiskey still on the go, aren't Paddy
is,
and all
yeah,
them. Still
absolutely,
on the go.
Yeah. Paddy's, I actually had, we had a lovely Paddy's Share as a new variety. That's after coming out. I tasted it a few weeks ago. It was very nice. It was one of the perks of the job.
Because I suppose they're going to have to up their game a bit. The traditional ones.
Don't want to be insulting, but the ones
that were there 40 years ago, kind of.
For
thing,
sure. Yeah. I mean, well, there's a lot of brand loyalty, I guess, that's there. But I mean, one of the great things about Irish whiskey is that it's found a very much a new audience. So as I say, before it used to be associated, you know, there was a certain stereotype of who drank whiskey. It was a bit of an old fashioned drink. Mm. It's not the case anymore. When I talk to some of my members, you know, they're, it's very, like, there's almost gender parity among their consumer base. It skews far younger. So they have to adapt to that as well. And they have to, you know, provide something that is attractive to that consumer.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay, well, more power to you, Owen. Thanks a million for coming into us today. That's Owen O'Cahan there, Director of the Irish Whiskey Association.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.